Eddie, an FA Cup defeat is always a disappointing one, but is it the manner of the loss tonight that angers you?
Yeah, always. I think you look at the performance first and foremost. That first half display was well below par. Wigan deserved to lead, and I don't think there was many positives to take. The last passage of the first half was a little bit better, but the majority of that half we were careless in possession. We were poor out of possession. Yeah, it wasn't great. Second half was a lot better, I have to say. I was really pleased with happier with the second half display. We created a number of chances. I felt a goal was just around the corner. It didn't come, and then we got hit by two counter-attacks, really.
Was it the sucker punch, that second goal, that dragged an opportunity to take the game to extra time away from you this evening?
Yeah, possibly, because I felt, as I said, at that stage, we were the dominant team, as you'd expect us to be. But we did create a number of really presentable opportunities that we should have taken. But we weren't clinical in front of goal today, and when you don't defend well, you hope that at the other end you can... You know, we have been very good lately in front of goal, but it wasn't there today.
Why do you think your team were off colour in that first 45 minutes?
I think these games are a real challenge of mindset, of attitude, and I think we were a little bit below par on that aspect today. I have to give Wigan credit. That's not taking anything away from Paul Cook and his team, and I think you have to acknowledge that they've been good over the two games. But with the quality of team that I picked, I felt it was a good team. I had no doubts about the team. I thought it was going to be strong enough to win. We're very disappointed individually, I think, with the performances and, of course, then the collective, because we never really, I think, showed our true selves today.
People will point towards the fact that you made eight changes tonight, but the players that you've selected have all played Premier League football on a regular basis for you.
Yeah,
bar Jack Simpson.
Yeah, bar Jack Simpson. That's why I said I've no doubts with the team. I mean, you look at the relationships as well within those teams, and the partnerships that they've played with each other for many, many years. So I had no doubts on the team, and I'm not going to use that as an excuse, and I don't think we should look to use that as an excuse. They made changes today. So everyone will point to that, but that's not why we've lost today. We've lost because we've not performed. And collectively, individually, it was a disappointing night.
And how disappointing is it as well that that's two FA Cup third round defeats to lower league opposition now in back-to-back years?
Yeah, it's disappointing. Last season hurt a lot. That wasn't an enjoyable day. And today is just the same. Now, what I do for future years, I don't know. If you don't play your squad, then how are you going to find answers to possible questions that you have? How are you going to give young players an opportunity to play? So, a difficult one, but one I'll have to think about.
And one very honest question to finish. In terms of the players that you selected tonight, do you think some have missed a chance to play their way into your team for the weekend against West Ham?
Of course. I mean, when you're in my shoes and you're looking at players to really give you a problem, because you're always going to pick what you believe is your strongest team for whatever game you play, and you never know when that opportunity is going to come again. So, yeah, some of the players today will kick themselves, I'm sure, in the future because it's a missed chance.